This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The announcement itself wasn't especially threatening or scary.
For the sake of the Syrian people, the time has come for him to step aside and leave this transition to the Syrians themselves.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton delivering the administration's demand for regime change in Syria, a demand that carries big sanctions on Syria's oil industry.
I speak softly, but I carry a big stick!
For once, the American thirst for oil plays to our advantage when we boycott the store. The customer's always right. The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, August 19th. We have a kind of a big stick theme this hour where we're going to talk about not just the sanctions against Syria, but Obama's leadership and his perhaps reluctance to use that stick.
And discussion of Syria in a moment. But first, we begin with the morning's top news that starts with markets tanking this hour. Major Asian and European markets down between 2% and 5%, continuing the sell-off that was on Wall Street yesterday. Wall Street futures point to another down day after the sell-off of a 400-point loss on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. There will be a major test for Syrian President Bashar Assad today. Mass protests expected to begin this hour across the country, a day after U.S. and European leaders called on Assad to give up power. So far, no let-up in Syria's crackdown on its civilians.
The military operation, the security forces operation, the killing, detention, our torture are still happening in Syria, and they're escalating every day.
It's a Syrian activist speaking to our partner, the BBC. This morning, Russia opposed calls for Assad to step down, saying the Syrian president should get more time to implement reforms. But independent reports this morning say military operations against civilians are underway in several cities. And in a few minutes, as we said, we'll examine President Obama's influence on the events in Syria and throughout the Middle East.
And it appears the opposition in Libya is closing in on Muammar Gaddafi. Joining us now live from Tripoli, the BBC's Matthew Price. Matthew, we've heard reports that Muammar Gaddafi is preparing for exile. What's the truth of that?
Very hard to tell you if there is any truth in that. There are reports again coming out of South Africa that two South African planes have been dispatched to Tripoli in order to pick him up were he to decide to leave the country. However, those sort of claims have been dismissed in the past, and I asked the Prime Minister, Gaddafi's Prime Minister, just in the last 24 hours whether Colonel Gaddafi would leave the country or whether he would stay. And he said, look, his family is a Libyan family. They're an honourable Libyan family. They won't be leaving the country.
Well, can we safely say at this point or not that the opposition appears to be winning the civil war?
I think it's in a better position than it ever has been. Tripoli is in a more fragile position than it ever has been. However, no, we can't say that. It's very hard to judge what the capability of the Libyan army is. It is totally conceivable that they could push back against those rebel advances of recent days, which appear to have, to all intents and purposes, encircled the capital, Tripoli. But at the same time, remember, there has been this months-long NATO campaign which has taken out an awful lot of capacity of the Libyan army. So the brief message from here, the brief summary, is that the Libyan regime is on the back foot. Colonel Gaddafi is up against the wall in a way that he never has been before, but he has shown in the past that he can come back from what looks like certain defeat.
That's the BBC's Matthew Price joining us live from Tripoli. Thank you so much. Bank of America, the nation's largest bank, says it will lay off 3,500 people this quarter and more than 10,000 in the coming months. And the Department of Homeland Security says it will now focus on deporting undocumented immigrants with criminal records only. That will force a case-by-case review of 300,000 people who face deportation in federal courts. Oil's trading at about $80 or more. Gold has hit $1,865 an ounce. The Dow will start at $10,990, the S&P at $1,140, the NASDAQ at $2,073. As I said, we're going to talk about leadership, leadership that often, for presidents at least, is defined by periods of struggle and crisis. How will President Obama's leadership be remembered? We'll talk about that later. And the plan to create jobs that's coming after Labor Day when the president gets back from his vacation. We'll talk about that as well. We want to get your take, though. How do you think the president is handling the crisis? 8778, my take.